T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
In my mind, I'm gone, Carolina.
Oh, you're a bad man, Hollywood. I don't care. They can rip me, man. I like James Taylor. There's no problem there. John Crotty joins us today as we're up here in Charlotte for the ACC football kickoff. Thanks to our good friends at the Orange Bowl for having us up here. Josie's been with us as well. John, you've been a big part, not just of Miami Heat basketball games with Eric Reed on TV, but also the Orange Bowl and the ACC in general.
Yeah, just great memories. The ACC, obviously playing at Virginia, and all the competitive nature of the conference, and so many positive memories, obviously, being down here in Carolina area for the ACC tournaments and things of that nature, basketball-wise. And then football-wise, it's just been a pleasure to be part of the Orange Bowl, all the great things we do giving back to the community, and then obviously the quality of football that we bring every year down here to South Florida.
Well, can we just start with what took place last night? I thought it was a great story, what Milwaukee did, because it's one of those markets. If you and I were having a talk here a couple years ago, and look at, no top free agents are ever going to Sacramento, are going to Milwaukee, Cleveland. We can go through a list of teams.
Sure.
And I always thought Milwaukee was one of those, could never win a championship because no top free agents would ever go there. And they won a championship last night. I just thought it was great for the NBA.
Yeah, look, if the Heat aren't going to be in it, it was compelling basketball to watch. Interesting to get fresh blood in there, right, with Phoenix and their run and Milwaukee. I just think Milwaukee deserved it. I told, you know, friends and family I thought Milwaukee would win. And the reason why, I think they had to go through their trials and tribulations to get to the finals. And you look at Phoenix and what they did. They didn't even make the playoffs last year. To make the run they did, they have to kind of, to me, go through the fire. And, they made a valiant run, but you could just see a guy like Giannis would not be denied 50 points in that final game. I mean, are you kidding me? That was
I did not see that coming.
Spectacular.
He's won a couple of MVPs, and you can debate whether he deserved to have both of them or not. But you can't debate in a closeout game in a finals. You go 15, 14, right, and five blocks. That puts you up there with, okay, Giannis, you belong to be up there, and whoever talks about the top players
agreed
there.
No, I mean, look, he wouldn't be denied. There were some guys that didn't play as well. I mean, Drew Holiday went 4-for-19, I believe. And, he lifted everybody up, Giannis did. And they didn't need, the great performances off the bench and the depth that they have and the physicality they had, I think, wore the Suns down over the course of the series. They out-rebounded them badly. We got to see them firsthand multiple times this year. Milwaukee, they were big, long, but they stretched the floor with their ability to shoot the three. And then Giannis is just in the paint, just destroying teams with his ability on the fast break, use that length and finish, his ability to make free throws. We were talking about off air too. Really in this particular game was, I thought, a huge factor as well, because he draws fouls. I mean, that's what he's going to do. He's going to create contact. He's going to finish at the rim. He's going to draw fouls. And when he can make free throws, it's really hard to stop him.
Yeah, he looked like Steph Curry shooting free throws last night, man. There's no question about that. Just for a second about the Heat.
Yeah.
And I know season's over. Matter of fact, we got guys in the Olympics for different teams playing and stuff. What do you think? I'm always careful.
Oh yeah.
What
sure
do you think? What do you think the team needs? What position upgrade the most? So we stay away from names. Just
yeah, sure. I think the depth maybe in the front court in terms of versatility there. And there were times we were out rebounding, you know, pretty much throughout the course of the season. That was one of the areas that we were giving up, you know, opportunities to be able to stop teams, maybe in terms of the defensive glass, but most importantly, getting second chance opportunities. You know, we saw Dwayne Dedmon come in towards the end of the year and actually give us a nice lift in that area, which was really a pleasant surprise, and makes a difference because, you know, when you look at the amount of possessions we get per game, we're on the much lower end of the spectrum on the 30 teams. If you can generate extra offensive rebounds, create turnovers, things of that nature where you're getting more possessions, you have more chance to score. So I think, you know, guys to be able to put around Bam, being able to stretch the floor and make three-point shots, but also, you know, with physicality and length on the interior, you know, that to me would make sense.
I just expect, because of the history, and you've been around to watch Pat Riley. And
sure.
Who's always about winning right now. And
which you love.
Like,
you got to love it, right? I mean, listen, as a fan, I don't want to wait for five years, right?
Ain't nobody ripping Pat Riley. Not around me. I expect he's going to do something big or try to. Do you agree?
I think he always is looking. That's what I love. Again, I, you know, and our team, just the way they do things to me, they do it smartly. They do it without over-leveraging the team typically financially, you know, where you're jammed up for the next 2-3 years with guys that are being, you know, overpaid. I think they're just so smart about how they handle things. You see the value that they find in terms of our scouting department, what a great job they've done being able to find guys, and also drafting, right? I mean, to be able to get Bam. And Tyler, you know, at 13-14 in the first round. And no one else sees that, right? And these guys are translating to top players. And then to find a guy like Duncan Robinson and Kendrick Nunn and what they've, you know, meant to the team. I mean, you know, the metrics right now and the ability to have a guy like Duncan and what a story he is. I mean, a guy who, you know, made 10 three-pointers his first year and turns into, you know, one of the top three-pointers in the entire league over the course of the next year or two. And it's just incredible. So I anticipate, you know, we'll see some more of those types of picks. And, you know, this is a team to me that's built on toughness, that's built on togetherness and continuity. But I think we'll see some fresh, you know, moves made, obviously, because of where the team finished at the end of the season.
What'd you think of Tyler Hero? I know everybody took – you heard all the stuff. Oh, he got wrapped up in – is worried about stuff off,
sure.
Listen, he wasn't the same guy that we saw in the bubble. There's no question about it. But what do you think of his overall play?
So his first year, to me, was outstanding, beyond outstanding, right? I mean,
right.
Just no expectation of him doing anything remotely like that, what he was doing. Last year, you saw flashes of it, and then you saw, you know, stepping back. I think, you know, the consistency was inconsistency at times. And, I saw a guy at times, to me, who needs to get stronger physically. You know, a guy I think he looks up to a lot is Devin Booker, who we saw obviously playing the finals for the Suns. And, you know, when they were matched up, Booker was going right downside and just physically, you know, knocking him around. And I think Tyler felt that at times. I think also the injuries, you know, he's still a young guy.
Yeah.
And the injuries, he was injured more this year. A lot of that goes with preparing your body, being more physical, being stronger, more flexible. I think we're going to see him really commit to that and come back next season. And having the time to do it too, right? This isn't going to be the super quick turnaround. So guys have time to work on their bodies, get stronger, work on their skills. But in terms of a polished game, Joe, I mean, he's polished. I mean, his ability to score at the rim, he's got the mid-range game, he can knock down threes. I mean, that's the three-level type scoring. You know, most players work their whole career to be able to do that by the end. He's doing that here in his first 2 years. So I think the future is still very bright for him, and, you know, I hope he's not going anywhere for a while.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. But I liked, quietly spoke, gets Bam on the team in the Olympics,
yeah,
and says, by the way, Tyler, we want you to come and play against us, and I can spend time and I want to work. And so he got a couple of his key guys,
yep,
that he wants to take to the next level, wasn't by accident. And when I hear that, is that Spo working with them himself? You see that, or more some of the assistants, hey, this is what I want to work with some of my guys while we're doing this Olympic thing?
So, I mean, look, typically during the season, Spo came up being a development guy. But
right.
The way he really bonded with Dwayne Wade was his ability to work with him one-on-one and earn that trust. And I think that really carried forward into his, you know, leadership. And Wade always had the confidence in him. But I think, you know, he obviously was able to work with Tyler in preparation for the Olympics. But I think more than anything for Tyler, I mean, what an opportunity to play against the Olympic team and be in a position where you're getting quality minutes. And, you know, that just does wonders for your confidence and developing the relationships with guys. And I love that Spo's and, you know, involved too. I think that's really, really it's just great to see him involved from that perspective too, and get rewarded, so to speak, for being, you know, one of the top coaches in the league.
John, I want to ask you this. This is kind of crazy. It started with San Antonio. They developed their own guys. Oh, they developed all of their own guys. And they did. There were guys kind of – Kawhi kind of came out of nowhere and became one of the greatest players in the NBA. And we've seen that. And then we saw the Heat start. So what allows teams like San Antonio and the Heat to develop some of their own guys? You mentioned Nunn and Duncan and those guys. Well, what's the difference in them and everybody else? You can just grab some guy that wasn't drafted or second-round guy or a guy in the G League playing in Santa Cruz and take him to the next level.
So having played on seven teams, you know, over 11 years, you kind of get the perspective, you know, organization to organization. And, look, the Heat was the most structured and I would say tightest and from a being organized and run standpoint of any of that I played on, and I played on some good teams. And what they really do is they have depth in the coaching side. So, you know, not just do they have the head guy who can orchestrate and put the team in the best position, but you got guys who are working one-on-one to make you better and have a plan. And every day there's a plan. It's not a random, you know, situation. It's putting the work in, but accountability for the players to show up and get it done and have the drills to do it. They're working with the strength and conditioning staff. I mean, it's a really well-designed scenario. And if you're a free agent, if you're on the edge, if you're trying to make the league, and why would you not want to go play for the Miami Heat, right? And, you know, you may not play right away, but you put the work in, and all of a sudden, I mean, look at some of the guys that we're seeing on the Nigerian team right now, right? I mean, being able to knock down shots and make key plays, you know, those are Miami Heat guys, you know, in terms of the way they've been developed. And it's pretty exciting to see, you know, over and over again that it's happening, and it just goes to the organization.
Does the weight and the body fat thing that Pat's big on, as we know, and by the way, if you don't, you get treated, and everybody's aware of the fact, the embarrassment of fatty, go get in shape, fat shaming in sports. I don't know how else to say it. Is that normal? Is that part of the league?
No, it's not.
I don't think so either.
I've seen it. I've seen it in Utah when I was there for 5 years, where they would have clauses, and I remember one guy actually who had it in his clause to in his contract to get paid, and he would, like, 2 weeks or a week before, would start taking like the X-lax and loading up on the rubber suit and drop 30 pounds, make the weight, and then boom, and he'd go right back up again. But the Heat keep you accountable. They, you know, it's pretty hardcore at times, but. You know, thank God I never had to battle the weight issues. But I do remember going one time on an all-star, you know, when I played in 96-97 for Pat. Before we went on all-star break, we all had to weigh in. And he said, when you come back, I want you to be 1 pound less. You know, and who goes on all-star break and is working out, you know?
Right.
So I had to go pure liquid diet, you know, during the break, right? But, you know, it creates a sense of pride. It creates a sense of competitiveness with each other to be in better shape. And obviously the results speak for themselves.
John, it's great having you, man. I don't get to talk to you about some of this basketball stuff, plus all this great stuff going on here in the ACC and with the Orange Bowl that I know you're a big part of. And all the stuff we do. You know, it's so funny. Everybody just wants, hey, Joe, I don't care about all the stuff they do in your community in South Florida. I just want a good game. Just give me a good game, will you? Just give me. So yeah. I always crack up about it, but they are, man. We got nice fields popping up and keep a lot of programs going because of what the Orange Bowl and you guys do.
Yeah, it's a great group. It's just a high-quality group of people, and everyone wants to give back and contribute, and it's tangible, like you said. I love seeing the fields and the name on the field. And the opportunity to also have the Youth Football League and how many lives that touches, it's spectacular.
Thank you so much, man,
you
for
got
coming
it, man.
On. I know
Good
you
got to
make
be.
Your rounds. I appreciate it so much.
Good to be here, my man.
Thank you. Always
right,
great. It's John Crotty with you, joining us this morning to talk, and a big part of the ACC, of course, and Orange Bowl, and along with Eric Reed, the voice that you hear on TV during the Heat basketball games. Anyway, we got a lot more to come up here on the show. Manny Diaz going to join us coming up here. De'Ari King's going to join us. Mike Harley, Bubba Bolden. We're going to have them all with this 9 o'clock hour here. Coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.